You have your Bibles. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14, and it's a continuation of dividing up the land. You know, there's times in our lives that I think that we've all been there and experienced it where we didn't even want to get out of bed. You know, it might be that day or whatever. Maybe you just don't feel good, or maybe you just think to yourself, what am I going to do today, or whatever. Probably not too many days like that, especially with all you got going on. But I can tell you, I've experienced that. When there's been times when I go, wow, what am I going to do today? Or what is the big need or whatever? And sometimes we lose sight that God has a plan. And in chapter 14, I preached a message several years ago, Give Me That Mountain. And that's really out of this chapter. And if you studied this chapter, looked at this chapter, it's all about faith. And it's about faith of a man who sought all the way through his life. And he didn't give up. In fact, we're going to find out as we read through this tonight that this man was 85 years old when he comes to this point in his life where he says, give me that mountain. And to me, that's what we have to do, is stay focused, because God has something for us. Tonight, there's something in your life and something in my life that we know that God is leading us and directing us to. And sometimes it seems like it's unattainable. It's that mountain in our life. But the thing is, by faith, we have to trust that God knows best, and He wants to give that to us because that's something He has promised us. And so we are to be directed toward that, knowing that God will deliver like He promises. And He doesn't do it by always just saying, here it is. Sometimes He gives us the strength to be able to do it as well and to conquer that mountain. But it requires faith. Let's begin reading in chapter 14, and we're going to read the whole chapter. It's only 15 verses tonight, and then we'll spend a few moments in it. We've already seen in there, it's going to begin again with the 2.5 tribes that are on the eastern side of the River Jordan, and then it goes into more detail about this one person. In verse 1 it says, and these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for an inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. And remember, Kadesh Barnea is where they had their failure. It's where they were supposed to cross the Jordan River when they saw and spied out the land. And so anyway, he goes back all the way to that promise to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, and it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. How old is that? 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, wherefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou hast heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced, if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. And Hebron, therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Let's pray. Father, again, we do thank you for your word tonight. And again, as we look at this, and we see how the tribe of Judah is being having their land divided, and specifically Caleb, and it's because this man had faith. Three times in this passage it says it was because he wholly followed the Lord. Again, this is an example to us, and really something for us to ascribe to and try to maintain in our lives. Because this is where our success lies. It lies in the fact that we have a great God that loves us and cares for us and wants to direct our lives. And He'll direct it in the place that's best for each one of us, for our families, our children, and those often around us. Father, I pray you guide and direct, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So here we see this faithful servant. He came from the tribe of Judah. Of course, he remembers the fact that he was one of the spies. And of course, Numbers 13 was where that took place. And the Bible says of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And so here's the tribe of Judah. They're coming to divide up their portion of the land. If you have your map, go ahead and take it out and just look for a second here. And we're not going to spend a lot of time with the map tonight. But you see the pink place on the left, that's on the west side of the River Jordan, the Sea of the Plain, as it says here. And then right above it is the yellow section. That is Judah, okay? That's the tribe of Judah. And if you look about in the middle and then go down, to the right a little bit, you see the city of Hebron. You see that on there? I know it's really hard to see, but it's on there. I had Johnny to find it for me, but it's on there. But you can see it. It's like kind of to the center and to the right, if you will. It's under between the letters D and A, and go south from there. And it's a little square box. That's Hebron. That is the place. And you can see it's mountainous there. This is the place that Caleb is going to take, okay? And again, the tribe of Judah has got all that yellow land. And specifically, Caleb has got the city of Hebron. So, again, this is all began with the promise that God made to Moses, who made it to them. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 for just a second, and just be reminded here in verse 21 of Deuteronomy chapter 1. There were 12 spies that went over, and we know the story that two of them came back, Caleb and Joshua, and the rest of them gave a false report, a negative report, and these two, actually Caleb stood up in the crowd and said, "Let's go take it. God has promised it to us." And he was ready to take the mountain then. And because the children of Israel would not do it, he had to wait an additional 45 years. But look at verse 21, I believe it is. It says, "Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of the fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again, by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain, and came into the valley of Eshcol, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down unto us, and brought us word again, and said, It is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tents, and said, Because the Lord hateth us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, and to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Now remember, they had a firsthand account of the plagues, of God opening the Red Sea, of God destroying Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, and then bringing them out. That was a firsthand account. Imagine being there and experiencing that. And then when God says, I've given you this land, and you say, well, I'm afraid. There's walled cities over there. There's bigger people than us. There's Anakims over there. I tell you, it doesn't take much sometimes to help for us to forget what God has done in our lives. And that's, we're just like these people. We're no different. And it can happen to us just as easy. So anyway, he said in verse 31, in the wilderness where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place, yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God. And there's a key thing. You didn't believe God. Who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in, in fire by night, and to show you by what way ye should go, and in a cloud day by day. In a cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, saying, surely thou shalt not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers. And then look at verse 36. Save Caleb the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. So again, there's that phrase, he hath wholly followed the Lord. So 45 years prior to this, Caleb had the testimony of following God. In other words, he was completely surrendered. And again, we come spring forward to those 45 years, he's 85 years old, and he's still of the same mind that he wholly followed God. And what did God do because of that? He blessed him. Give me some ideas of how he blessed him. It's one thing that's real obvious here. That's right. Okay, you hit on the head without nailing in the nail. Well, he's 85, but what does it say about his being 85? That's right. God maintained his strength just like he was a young man at 85 years old. He was ready to go up and not just conquer a land, not just go up to any place, but he went where the Anakims were, the giants. That's above and beyond. And again, that's God's doing. That's God giving him the power and the strength to do this, and God going before him. It's all about his faith making a difference in his life. And the same thing God can do in our lives. Give me this mountain, he said. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I'm ready for the mountain. But that's what God wants us to be ready for. He's got something really big for us. And he wants to give it to us. Faith as a mustard seed, right? It's all it takes. Do we have that? That's what we need. You know, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's all about having that faith. Caleb was a man of faith. He believed the promises of God. He trusted God from the very beginning, and he never quit trusting God. And so now he's come to the part in his life where he's ready to do what God has said he would allow him to do. And that's to go take the mountain, to go take the place of Hebron and take care of those Anakims, finally, get rid of them. And this is what he does. And that's amazing to me. That's just seeing God work in a person's life. And, you know, we look at these stories and we look back and we say, wow, that was a long time ago. Things were different. People and God related to each other different. And God's changed. No? Same God, isn't he? So he wants to do the same thing in our lives, just like he did in Caleb's life and Joshua's life, like Abram's life, Daniel's life. And you can go on and on and on. I mean, Paul and others. That's what he wants to do. And I don't know about you, but I lose vision of that. I forget about that. Do what? That's right. And sometimes it's because just taking the thoughts off of what God can do, it takes us to go back and read the story again, get the vision again, realize that God is there for us and He does have something for us to do. You know, I know in my heart of hearts that God didn't give me a transplant just to breathe a few more breaths. That's not what it was about. He did that for a purpose. You know, and I look back on how He gave me the grace. You know how many Sundays I missed in church through that? One. One Sunday. And I preached every Sunday except for one. And I didn't preach all the messages all Sundays. I couldn't do it. But I mean, that was God's grace. He did that. And I'm just reminded that we have a powerful God, and He wants to do something powerful in our lives. And this journey is not just a quick journey. You don't just get saved and that's it. You get saved and you continue to grow. You continue to trust. You continue to live. Let God direct your path. Let Him show you what He wants you to do all the way through your life, even to your last breath. And that's what He wants to do for all of us. And again, I'm reminded, and you know, it's all because he followed the Lord wholly. And it says that at least six times in the Scriptures about Him. Wouldn't it be nice when we stand before God and He looks at us and we look at Him, and not only does He say, well done, but He says, Bruce, you followed me wholly, completely. You trusted me. That would be a great thing. We have the opportunity. Yes, we do fail, but God knows that. But He also gives us the opportunity to be right with Him. You know, any one of those other spies that day, when they came back with that negative report, any one of them could have said, you know what Caleb just said? He's right. And they too would have seen the promised land. Any one of them could have changed their mind, but they didn't. Let's make sure we change our minds. And let's get that mountain that God has for us, whatever it is. You know, we have lost family and friends. Don't give up on them. Don't quit praying. Don't quit seeking God. You never know what God can do in a person's life. I've got lots of examples. My mom's one of the major ones. If you'd asked me the first couple times I witnessed to her over the years, do you think your mom will get saved? I'd tell you right in your faces, I don't think it's ever going to happen. She doesn't even understand. She has no concept of anything about the gospel. She thinks because she was baptized as a little girl, she's going to heaven. But years later, God did a work. We prayed and we witnessed, and other people started witnessing to her. It made a difference. So we're all in this together. Let's get that mountain, okay? Let's pray. Father, again, we do thank you for your love for us. And I thank you for giving us the testimony in the book of Joshua. How you have led these folks through this, but it was not only was it based on your goodness, your mercy, and your grace to them, but also their obedience to you. Realizing they could trust you in this thing, and as long as they trusted you, you went before them and fought their battles. Father, I know today that that's the same thing you want to do for us. As long as we trust you and obey you and follow you in these things, you want to go before us, and you want to conquer our enemies, and you want to give us the mountains in our lives. Father, help each one of us. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.